And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning on this Friday morning. And now joining me on the phone this morning for this day after Thanksgiving, we have Representative Rich Prell on the line. Sir, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Well, first of all, before we get started, how was your Thanksgiving yesterday?
Well, I did my normal self. I ate too much. But, you know, I sure enjoyed it.
Absolutely. I got to see my my family, my parents and my kids. I was able to see them this Thanksgiving, which I'm definitely grateful for that, and got to eat too much as well. Well, a few things on the table we're going to get started with. And the first one is going to be about the budget that is coming up.
Well, you know, I do sit on appropriations and hope that I will sit on appropriations again next session. You know, the budget, the governor's made some adjustments, and it looks like the legislature's going to have to make some additional adjustments. We'll be down to, looks like, about almost $140 million short. And so Kansas has to have a balanced budget. We can't operate in the deficit, so there'll have to be some adjustments made. And you know, by law, we're required to have a 7.5% ending balance, and we don't have that, and we haven't had that. We've had it once in the last probably 10 years, which was the 2020 budget. We ended up with that, and that's the reason that we don't have such a large hole now, because the COVID has really affected income and revenues. So we're going to be looking at some adjustments and to finish out the 2021, you know, the 2021 year, which ends June 30th, and then we'll be looking at the 22 budget, and that's where we may end up with some additional. I know we're going to end up with some additional adjustments, because the income is just not going to be there, and you know, there's some things that we have to spend the money on, and so. Makes it for a difficult situation to figure who's going to get the cut.
And another thing I did want to ask you about, of course, Governor Laura Kelly put in a second mask mandate that, you know, counties still could opt out of if they so choose. But apparently more counties have opted in to this one, and it went into effect on Wednesday. I just wanted to get your thoughts on these new mask mandate. It sounds like it was a collaboration of several different committees and her as well.
Right. You know, I don't know what Montgomery. I looked this morning and I couldn't find it. And that's probably just I'm not as techy as I should be of where Montgomery County went on that.
Well, they did. Well, Montgomery County, what they did is we had a motion made to accept the opt-in, but it was not seconded, and there were only two county commissioners in at the time. So the one county commissioner made a motion to opt-in. The other ones did not. You know. Did not second the motion, so it died. However, it's the same as doing nothing, so the county is automatically opted in.
Okay, so that's what they are. They're opted in. I know Labette County did a modified. They modified what the governor put out, and so we have a mask mandate within the county. Of course. With Parsons had already passed an ordinance some time back, and they've had one and had a mask order, and they've been doing some enforcement on that. I know I was at the barbershop getting my hair cut and had my mask on, and the lady that cuts my hair had her mask on, and the police walked in, and he just said, I'm just here on a mask check, and looks like you're good, and turn around and walk back out. So that kind of surprised me.
Yeah, I knew Parsons had done a citywide one as well, and that yes, they had been enforcing it. So,
and then we've had them here at the bank come in and do a mask check. It's going to be a little difficult for them now, because as of last Wednesday, we closed our lobby again.
Okay, so it's so going to be just driving.
Drive up, or they can call us. And, you know, if they have something that they have to come in for, we'll let them in on a limited basis.
So again, yeah, that mask mandate, of course, that went into effect. Again, counties were allowed to opt out if they so wished, but again, they said quite a few actually more opted in this time for this mask mandate that was put out by Governor Kelly.
A number of them had, and, you know, mandates are really difficult because, you know, they're so hard to enforce. But I just hope people will use good common sense and, you know, wear the mask where it's appropriate and, you know, social distance, wash your hands and keep your hands away from your face and your eyes. And I know I saw a cartoon the other day and it said if you'd mix some Tabasco sauce in your hand sanitizer, it will teach you to keep your hands away from your face and eyes. And I'm sure it would.
It absolutely would. That's for sure. All right, sir. Well, another thing is that you wanted to talk about. I didn't get this all written down, but the leadership that leadership conference is coming
right.
up, correct?
Leadership elections are coming up for the House and for the Senate, and they're coming up on December the 7th. That's a Monday. It'll be a week from Monday, I believe it is. And we're having an unprecedented thing in the House where the Speaker is running for a third term. And it's not in statute or anything like that, but it's just been always in the past they would run and they'd be in two terms, which is 4 years, and then they just retired. Well, the Speaker this time ran for re-election and won re-election, and now he is running for a third term as Speaker. So we'll see how that turns out. Quite honestly, it doesn't appear that anybody's going to run against him. So I believe that it'll probably pass handily.
So again, kind of an unprecedented thing going on there with the Speaker of the House going for another term. And then also you have a meeting coming up about economic recovery.
Yes, I was chosen to sit on that economic recovery committee. And this will be the third time we've met, and we're going to meet 2.5 days. We'll actually be on Monday afternoon after leadership elections, and then Tuesday and Wednesday. And on those 2.5 days, we're going to be striving to make our recommendations to the legislature and any bills that we need to have drafted, you know, get that in process so they're done and can be pre-filed prior to the legislature coming into session on January the 11th. And I think, honestly believe we'll end up with a number of bills rather than have one mega bill, probably have several smaller ones that you know, do specific things. You know, one, for instance, that that very well could come out is that the stimulus money that has come to folks through all the different programs, waiving the requirement for it to be have state income tax to be paid on it, and which would make a lot of difference to some of our businesses and some of our constituents out there.
And speaking of which, as you said, everybody's reconvening again on January 11th. Is there any bills out there, or is there anything you would like to see put out there as a bill to get signed in, or maybe something you would be interested in sponsoring for this next session coming up in January?
One that I have an interest in, and I think a lot of people do, it's called a stop arm, bus stop arm bill. And when a bus is stopped, they put the arm out and the lights all flash and it says stop. And we're just having a tremendous amount of people that just ignore that and just drive right by the bus when it's stopped. And, you know, we had one child killed this year out in the Salina area. Somebody didn't stop and a child, and sometimes they don't look and they just run out there and, I don't know how anybody would ever forgive themselves for hitting a child. And so this is the bill that would put some cameras on buses. It would not be it wouldn't be a criminal penalty, but it would be a civil penalty. And I'm oversimplifying it because it's pretty complicated. But if you ran through that, through the film, they could trace the car down and the owner of the vehicle would be fined, even if they're not the one driving it. They could say, well, that was my son driving it, or somebody else was driving it. Doesn't make any difference. Whoever owns the vehicle, whoever it's registered, is the one that would get the ticket and be fined. And the fines may be pretty significant. I don't know. You know, there's a lot of debate and a lot of to be done on that before it would become law.
All right, so yeah, that's a good one. I mean, I anytime I see that happen, that when that stop sign goes out, obviously you stop because it's just it is literally a legal stop sign, so kids can cross safely. Because again, like you said, especially some younger kids, they don't look both ways when they go out there. I mean, they just dart out there and unfortunately, obviously the person running the stop sign, they're not meaning to hit anybody. Obviously, they're just trying to go around the bus. But again, that is a legal stop sign that they have to stop for, and I would like to actually see that put into law as well, to protect the kids
from both ways.
Yeah, exactly. So so that's a definitely a good one. Also, do you think will be brought up again in this session, Medicare expansion? Do you think that'll be brought up again?
I have my doubts. I think it would have to originate in the Senate this time. And the Senate has become more conservative, and I would very much doubt that it comes up. But that's just my personal opinion, and I have been wrong many times.
All right, because I know it was a big talking point last year during the session, and it actually took up quite a bit of time last year. Well, sir, again, I appreciate you coming on today, and again, I'm glad you had a great Thanksgiving, and I hope you have a great Christmas coming up here at the end of December, and you have a fantastic weekend.
I will. Thank you, and everybody have a safe weekend, please.
All right. Thank you very much, sir, and you have a safe weekend as well. All right, that is Representative Richard Prell as he's coming on today, talking about lots of different stuff. We'll have that interview up on our website here in just a bit if you missed any of that. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have news at the top of the hour. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this pleasant Friday morning.